and continuation of Visit with Shirley this Saturday morning, the 11th December 1970, Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of Visit with Shirley, 11th of December 1970.
Sat there crying and crying. She's carrying on, so I said, what's the matter? She's, my cats are out there, and they're in a fight.
Oh, dear.
It was the first fight they'd had,
uh-huh.
And they're just getting at that age, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, don't cry. I'll go out there and get them. So I ran in and put my slippers on, and Vernon jumped up, and he grabbed the gun. He thought something was after him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he grabbed the flashlight, and we went out there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and me in my nightgown and the slippers, hunting cats. When they heard us coming, they went to help the skelter.
Yeah.
She was in there just screaming. Finally,
Shirley's
going
to have to run
dog.
Off pretty soon. I want her, before she goes, I want her to look around a little bit.
Well, I'm going to cook her a little bit of steak.
Oh, honey,
yeah,
I got to get back
and
pick Daddy up. I got to get back and pick Daddy his dinner. I've got a roast and everything fixed there, and I'll just grab a bite when I fix him something. Cause he's,
I see.
We'll
go home eat with her.
I wish you would.
Shirley? Now, Bonnie's, she takes hold of everything, doesn't it, that she does?
She does
well in school, only.
Yes, anything she tackles, she can accomplish, whatever she sets out to do. I wish there was some more I could, she wants music lessons and things like this. I wish there was something more, because she's got to have this. She's eager for it, and she's craving all these things. And if she gets
right
them
now,
she can get hold of them. But if she waits,
That's
in
it.
Another 2-3 years, she loses interest in everything else. So.
Now, how old is she now?
She's 11. She'll be 12.
Oh, that's just a fine age.
And she has no trouble at school.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, she studies. She's got that gallbladder down pat. I'm telling you, she had a test on the gallbladder, you know, and how it functions and what use it is and how we can function without it, and the diseases that can contact it. Oh, and the words that girl has accomplished here in the last month.
Good.
Every night she comes, and she doesn't have to do it. She just made a long report on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher gave her an assignment to do something, to make a short paragraph on the functions of the gallbladder. And she did this, but she also did this report. She studied on this, and I'm telling you, she's got it down pat.
Well, that's mom.
She just went into it.
Now, Timmy is like that.
She draws diagrams. She makes diagrams.
Mm-hmm.
She made the liver, you know, and the gallbladder and back of the liver,
mm-hmm.
and the shape of the thing. I'm telling you, she's just. Now, when it comes to the boys, they just care less.
Well, isn't Timmy pretty good in school?
Timmy was, but he's losing interest. He's he's got this hellish attitude to him now. You know, he's going through that that stage.
But he has the capability.
Oh yes, he can do it. He's got a very high IQ, they say,
uh-huh.
there. But making music, that's another thing. So I don't know.
What do you mean hellish attitude?
Oh boy, I'm telling you, he's anything. You know, this wisecrack business or some of those kids over there think they're just smart as they can be, and they give you that attitude, and Timmy's picking it up. It just doesn't go right with me. It doesn't sit just right. And he likes to clown around. He's always been somewhat of a little comic anyhow, and he's just using it too much to his advantage right now. He thinks he's getting away with a lot more than he should be, and he knows it. And he's making it. That little stinker, I can't have a surprise or anything that he doesn't. He's either got a smell for it or something. But you know, I've been trying to slip around with these Christmas gifts, and I've been hiding them here and there, and everywhere I've been putting them, he's been finding them. And I'm just about to get to the end of my patience.
They can get a little too smart, can't they?
Yeah. Well, now when it comes, see, I ordered everything through the mail rather than go shopping, and when it comes, and rather than to lay it down or anything, as soon as that mailman gets out of sight, I've got it wrapped up in ribbons and bows, and he can't get to it. So now if he does find it, he won't know what's in it.
Shirley, has that new building eased the pressure?
Oh yes, tremendously. I don't know how in the world we lived over there in that place like we did. I go over there now with Daddy there, and it seems crowded with just him there.
I'm not talking about your place. I'm talking about the school.
You mean they're activities or studies or what?
Well, now, have they gone into their new building over there yet?
Johnny, no, you see what they did? They divided the age groups.
Yeah.
The old building has kindergarten through fourth grade.
Yes.
And that nigger school that was over there, Shell, has fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Yeah.
No. Kindergarten through third grade and fourth, fifth, and sixth in the nigger school. And then over in the other new school
yeah.
that was built is the high school, seventh through 12.
I see.
So that takes a lot of the pressure off of the little folks. The older ones don't fight with the younger ones, and there's more room there. They have more rooms to divide. They have more teachers there. They don't have as many in one class as they had. So it's all a lot better than it was, as far as that goes. But this mixing is still not working, and they're trying to force it to work, and it won't work. And it's causing more problems. There's a family moved out here, moving out now, because one of the kids got stabbed over there. So you see, there's still the same. I just found out about that last night. And she's been a big Hawthorne booster over there. She writes the newspaper for the Hawthorne area.
Yeah.
Has a big write-up in the Gainesville paper. So now she writes what she knows and what's happened to her and her family, and is running them off. You see, they're moving off for good.
And she's writing that up.
I say, if she does write
yeah,
it
she
up.
She does.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything. Well, it's not time yet for the paper to come
yeah.
out. But if she puts that in the paper, then the Hawthorne shot.
Yeah.
Everybody will be moving off. But what she says usually goes over there. She's
yeah.
one of the.
Oh.
But now she laughed when I went off.
Yeah.
You see? So now here she is in the same boat this year.
Sure.
And here my kids are over there, and I'm just wondering what's going on. I don't know the full story behind it. I haven't tried to find out, because if I do, I'd probably get all the kids and run off to Orlando again. So I'm just trying to stay away from there.
Way after Christmas.
So.
Way after
they're wondering
Christmas.
What's happened to me. The teachers have called, and the mothers of some of the pupils have called, you know, trying to pick me at why I'm not over there anymore than I am. You know, they usually see me over there at PTA meetings. I haven't been to the first PTA meeting.
Oh.
I haven't been over there, though.
Well,
to
you're
see what's
not
going on at all.
In public life, then.
No, I'm staying away from that, because if I do, I get too involved, and
yeah.
then I'm.
You and Governor Kirk going out at the same time.
That's right.
Shirley, let me tell you. Is Berman and Marvin just going to permanently hire out?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
They're just going to keep hiring out to the up there and not make honest living staying home.
Berman and Marvin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Berman has had two jobs, I think, in the last 3 years. So I couldn't hardly call that hiring out. I mean, you know, custom work for other people, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about the university.
Huh? The university?
Hiring out is what I do, you see.
Oh,
I
thought you meant the custom work,
yeah.
going out there for other people. But
yeah.
No, Berman wouldn't give that job up for anything. He likes it.
Yeah.
And Marvin likes it.
Yeah.
Mrs. Guthrie don't like it. She wants her man at home, and she doesn't make any bones about it. She wants him there, and she's told him time and time again to give up his job, and he won't do it. He likes the job, and he's going to stay there, he says. So she's willing to put up with that in order to keep him on the place, but she won't put up a clarinet. That's the last I heard from her, but... Now, she was really willing to let Clarinelle, Marvin, and all of it go as long as she could stay there and have her what belongs to her.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
Well, I don't know. I couldn't make a living without, you know, hiring out to the...
Oh, yes.
Like that.
Berman told his doctor when he went in for a physical one time. The doctor says, well, man, he said, you've got all that work at home to do, and he said, you've got your work at the university to do. He said, are you trying to kill yourself? And Berman just laughed at him. And the doctor asked him, he said, why do you have two jobs? He said, why are you working at the university? And Berman looked right straight at him and just as serious as he could be, and he told him, he said, "That's my tax money." That's what he had. He had to work there and make his income tax money to pay on his place. He said, "And then what little bit I make out there, that's for our living." And I thought that doctor, he said, he told me about it, and he said, that doctor was going to die laughing. He said he just couldn't believe that anybody would be working on a good, sound job for tax money. Not for a living, but for taxes, to pay the taxes. So, I don't know. He likes that job, and I don't think he'd ever give it up. And we can't afford for him to now, I'll tell you
yeah.
the truth. We've
yeah.
been looking, we look forward to this paycheck every month. So, and with every little bit that comes in, so much goes to the house and so much for our living. And we make the ends meet that way. But he couldn't afford to give it up.
On hay and cattle, you couldn't, and a little custom work, you couldn't make it?
We just couldn't make it. Not with five kids, we just couldn't make it.
Not in buy a great
not,
big
yeah,
house like
not
to
keep up the house. If he had started working there long before he had, see, we had been here, he'll be there 3 years, 4 years in May. And we've been here 8.5 years. If he had started working at the university about the time we came down here, we'd have been thousands of dollars ahead. But he didn't. He said, well, he had to get the place in shape.
Yeah.
And it took 2 to 3 years to do that. But he could have started another year sooner at least than what he did. And that would have put us that much further ahead. But being as he didn't wait any longer, we're that much better off than we would be if he had waited.
Well, now, Rob Roy and all of them, they've all hired out. They don't try to make a living there at home.
Well, you see, the way they do, the way they used to do, I don't know, I guess they still do. I don't know, maybe they've gotten so they're on full-time work over there, but the way they eventually started out was that they would catfish certain months of the year, and then it would get slow at catfishing, and they wouldn't be catching and making the money the way they would be at certain times of the year. And so in doing this, when it would slow down, they'd go hunting work, and they'd end up at the university. They'd work for several months, and then they'd quit and come back to catfishing. And I think they finally got tired at the university and said, well, either you're going to work full-time, or you're going to have to stay with us or not. So they finally had to take a full-time job. Snow, now, he was permanent at the university because he liked that work. He was interested in it. And he wasn't so much a cat fisherman as the others were. But now Rob Roy and them, now Dorsey Townsend, I think he's fishing now all the time. He's not going to the university, but he tried the university. I mean, he just couldn't stick with it. He wasn't making enough money to make
it. You know what I think he's doing now? He's drawing, what do they call it down here?
Unemployment? Compensation?
I don't remember, but...
No,
welfare.
He's drawing welfare to take care of that child.
Of Lee, you mean the one that just had the accident?
Mm-hmm. I think that's where it works out.
But how can he get welfare? It may be for just that one child, but he couldn't get the full advantage because he owns his own place.
They call it something else. If somebody in the family gets hurt, you can. He nurses him. He gets so much for nursing him.
That happens. Dora Mitchell's daughter is getting paid for taking care of her.
Well, now you see, Daddy, the government pays me so much for taking care of Daddy. You know. But now when he sold his place there in Orlando, he's supposed to have so much from that place to live on as an income that they've cut it down. Considerable. And they've cut out, he still gets his Social Security, which is around $70 a month, 68, 70, something like that. And, let's see, his pension, soldier's pension, they cut that right out because he sold his place and he's supposed to have enough to live on. But what he did, he sold it to his brother, and his brother swindled it out of him for almost nothing, and then turned around, and Daddy sent this money that he got. Well, he sold his place for $2,000 to his brother. And then his daughter, Ruby, Berman's sister, wrote and asked him for $2,000 to make on a house, down payment on a house in Ohio. So he turned around and sent her the $2,000. So now he has nothing to live on. They cut out his pension. But still, the government was supposed to pay me a certain amount for taking care of them. So what they're going to do, I don't know. So I'm probably up a creek without a paddle again, as usual.
Hey, let's go out in the sun a little bit before I surely have to.
Up a creek without a paddle.
That's cool.
Okay.
This is good.
Oh, it's sour. But at least it's not
that's
frozen.
That's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it, too. At least it's not frozen.
Oh, we haven't had any,
Now, this is the end of the visit with Shirley. This Friday, the 11th of December, 1970, the 11th of December, 1970, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, this is. Now, I didn't turn it back. I don't know how far long it is. It looks to be around 300 on Channel 2 Right. This Friday, the 11th of December, 1970. Friday, the 11th of December, 1970. Channel 2 Right, I guess around 300. This visit with Shirley. Just Shirley by herself. We thought her granddaddy was coming. Berman's father. he decided he didn't want to leave home. And this is the end of that visit with Shirley in the kitchen. This Friday, the 11th of December, 1970.